You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, and we have a special guest this week, Ellen Austin, who folks will probably know as the co-host of our Pop Shop podcast.
Powerful, probably there. I appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm very good. I really appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely,
to be here this
sir. And I should tell the audience you are here because you are what I would call a soccer super fan.
I love soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're wearing the jersey here.
I am.
Tell us about the jersey.
Well,
you've got
actually, so my daughter studied in Galway for a couple of years, and so my last trip to Ireland, which I love, my grandmother's family's from there. I thought, what better souvenir than an authentic Irish football, soccer jersey, depending on your perspective.
Right.
Plus, I thought for the show today, super appropriate because they're not actually in the World Cup.
Correct.
So I can be on camera and I'm not being partisan. I've not picked any sides.
Right.
And honestly, it's just been such great soccer so far. You don't need to have a team to really appreciate what's
happening. And for our audience listening, of course, your jersey is green, white, and orange.
Yeah.
So it's, it's very Irish. You talk about not having a particular team, not rooting for a particular team. And I think that's important because everyone's sort of finding these heroes in these games. And and you went to a World Cup game.
I did, with my oldest, Harper. We went down to Philly. We went to the Curaçao Cote d'Ivoire game. And it was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was also like the cheapest ticket that we could find.
Right.
My biggest complaint for the World Cup, obviously, is it's
the cost.
Incredibly expensive.
Yes.
But they live in West Philly.
Okay.
And as soon as we got on the trolley, we were surrounded by people in shirts. So, I'm a Cleveland fan, so we picked Curaçao. We're wearing Curaçao jerseys.
Yeah.
Probably the team that people saw as the worst in the tournament. And we're surrounded by people in Ivory Coast orange.
Yeah.
And, just the spirit and the camaraderie among people, like shaking hands with people, wishing people good luck. It was just a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, Curaçao, to what extent the average American can find Curaçao on a map. But now we're going to games and we're rooting for these countries and we're learning about their players. And that's got to be exciting.
It really is.
Right.
And the stories are just, they're endless.
Yeah.
And so you combine the personal with, as the knockout round has gotten started, it's been incredibly dramatic. Mm-hmm. Until the French played and they just kind of walked over their opponent. But the French are really good. But it's been it's been a terrific tournament, I think, so far.
Yeah.
People were worried when it expanded to 48 teams that it would dilute the quality. I don't think that's been the case.
Right. So I want to come back to your story a bit.
Yeah.
And you played soccer as a young man.
I did, growing up in Northeastern Ohio, I played. Okay. Yeah, through high school only.
Right. First of all, why did you choose soccer?
It was something I found I had some skill for whatever reason. I played other sports. Basketball, I was a very good defender, but I couldn't shoot. It's not as much fun playing basketball when you're the guy doing all the defending and not the scoring.
Right.
And so, somewhat selfishly, I found myself on the soccer pitch being played up front and finding ways to score goals.
Wow.
And so there was a little bit of glory with it, too.
Right.
And that was probably, I was 17. I was a little selfish in the way I thought about sport.
Would you say, though, that's where your love of the sport started?
Yeah, absolutely. It taught me the beauty of soccer, and we were talking a little bit before we started about to really understand the beauty of the game, you need to watch it live. You need to be at a high-level event where you can see the entire field.
Right.
And my favorite part of soccer is the sacrifice you make to open up opportunities for other players on your team. It's that lung-busting run you make to change the gravity of the defense that opens up a space for somebody else to exploit.
And again, we were also talking about this, very different from NFL football in terms of watching, playing, understanding the game.
Yeah.
What makes it more compelling for you?
I think one of the things that makes it more compelling for me is, number one, understanding the broad scope of the game that we just talked about. But at this stage in particular, in the knockout round, every goal is so precious.
Right.
That for 90 minutes,
you're
generally on the edge of your seat because it's going to be that one moment of breakthrough, that one marginal moment that allows the game to shift.
Right.
I think it's the preciousness of the scoring that makes it so interesting to me in many ways.
So I do have some American friends who say, oh gosh, soccer's boring. It's terrible to watch.
Yeah.
And again, so you've made this distinction. It is certainly much more interesting to, and you have a more holistic view of it watching it live.
Yeah.
But I don't think you find it boring at all, and I don't think a lot of people do.
No, not at all. No, I'll watch every game on TV that I can. It's been really heartening. My daughter Hope, maybe because she spent 2 years in Ireland, is really into the World Cup this year as well. And so the two of us are now sitting on the edge of the couch watching two teams that we have no sort of ancestral or any kind of connection to, except for the emotional connection made in that moment.
Right,
and it's just It's a brilliant thing to do with other people too. Right. So you see these huge watch parties, and I just like to experience it that way, to experience it collectively.
Right.
Soccer's such a collective game. To experience it collectively, I think, is super powerful.
So I have friends in the Philadelphia area. They've been to one game. They're going to another. I think they're going to one more this weekend.
Oh, good for them.
The big one, right?
Yeah.
And but then I have other friends who are sending me memes about the Paraguay team. Things I never thought we would ever be discussing, and yet here we are.
It's
just bringing people together in a way that I think is somewhat unexpected.
A little bit. I think the perennial conversation among soccer fans, especially in the United States, is when's it going to break through? Like, when's the moment it moves from sort of sport number four in this country to catching baseball or basketball or never the NFL, probably, because this is America after all.
Right.
But how does that happen? And I think every 4 years in the World Cup, it particularly becomes an issue, especially because it's a home World Cup.
Right.
People talk about the 94 Cup, which is the last time we hosted is in the United States. And that's when Major League Soccer was created. And so there's this concern about or this hope that we can use this as a platform to take that next step.
Do you think that will happen this time?
It will bring incremental growth, but never probably quite what Americans want, right?
Okay.
Which is, we're competing really well.
Yes.
We're not the French team right now. We're not the Argentinian team right now. But hopefully, hopefully it's another important step forward for American soccer.
So, you know, it's the 4th of July weekend coming up. This semi-quincentennial, all these important emotional events.
Yeah.
Will you be watching any soccer this weekend?
Yeah, I'm actually traveling to visit my family this weekend, but I will find a way to get like a little soccer on in the background. At a minimum. Like July 4th, the last game in a World Cup, I remember watching like with – well, not the last one I remember watching, but back in 94, we played the Brazilians on July 4th in the round of 16. We lost, but it was like, oh, what a moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's hope for some more of those, right?
For sure. Well, Alan, thank you. It sounds like you're in your element.
Absolutely. It's been a great cup so far, and let's hope it continues.
Absolutely, sir. Folks, thanks for watching, and we will see you next week.